We've all done it. Stock our fridge with leafy greens and good intentions, only to have our future self sacrifice quality nutrition for the convenience of takeout. Keep your body and mind nourished all day with a whole body meal shake from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But the best part? It actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai, to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you've got endless ways to personalize your Kachava. Whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee, with every 2 scoops of Kachava, you're getting 85 plus superfoods, nutrients, and plant-based ingredients. Shop now through December 2nd to get 30% off your first purchase of 2 or more bags with code FITNESS at Kachava.com. That's 30% off for a limited time at KACHAVA.com, code FITNESS.
The Hard Shoulder with the all-new MG HS plug-in hybrid. Petrol freedom plus up to 120 kilometers electric range. MG, recharge your soul.
More and more consumers, we're being told, are making purchases based on what influencers have posted. And there's new research out there that has found that almost 30% of shoppers are likely to be swayed by influencers. Our reporter, Josh Crosby, has been looking into this and he joins me now. So these content creators, Josh, how much of a role do they play in advertising at this point?
It's huge, Ciara. And you can see why certain brands will opt to have an influencer promote their products. Like, some of these influencers have hundreds of thousands of followers. So from a marketing perspective, if they're posting about a product, more and more eyes, potential customers are seeing the latest new product on the shelf. Now, the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission has published research today which shows that 28% of people who are planning on making a purchase during the upcoming Black Friday or Cyber Monday sales said it's likely that a recommendation from a social media influencer would influence their decision to buy something. This then climbed to 40% among 15 to 24 year olds. Now, I've been meeting with people in their 20s today to see how much of an impact influencers have on their shopping habits. And you can see it's definitely a more popular trend among certain types of products, in particular beauty and fitness.
I do follow a lot of influencers I buy from, use their promo codes. Beauty stuff I would take. Clothes, not so much, I think. I think if they like introduce a new product. But it's usually ones they use, I feel, is like more level of reliability and stuff.
Yeah, you trust them?
Yeah. If it's on brand, if it's authentic. Like, if they're, like, promoting random stuff, then not so much.
Would your shopping or spending habits be swayed by what an influencer might say about a product?
Generally not. I mean, if someone does, like, find something that they really enjoy using, that's a part of my interest, then maybe, yeah. But generally, no.
You ever bought a product that's been reviewed by an influencer?
Sometimes, yeah, I guess. I'd definitely look at them, not always buy them.
No. You haven't been influenced by an influencer?
No.
And yourself, would you take on board recommendations from someone you follow online?
Yeah, I would, yeah, if they like it and stuff, yeah.
And have you bought something that you saw being posted by an influencer?
Probably have been influenced.
No, I wouldn't pay too much attention to...
Like, you haven't bought a product that's been recommended by someone you follow? Or?
No, I don't think so. No, I wouldn't really... Like, I wouldn't buy something based off that, you know. I'd just kind of shop around or, like, look at reviews maybe on the website. That's about it.
Have you taken advice on board from someone you follow online?
Kind of, but not as much. I don't like to... Because I know influencers, are most of the time they're getting paid for things. So I wouldn't take their word as a gospel.
Yeah, 40% among 15 to 24-year-olds, Josh. I actually thought it would be even higher. I wondered if people not want to admit.
I actually don't want to admit that I have
been influenced. And I have seen somebody buy a new beauty product online and I've definitely bought it because, you know, I think it looks great on them. What is the advice then from the CCPC about this,
well,
Josh?
The main recommendation is to do your research before parting with any cash. The CCPC is advising consumers to look for advertising labels. And it's also reminding influencers that they must make it clear if their posts are commercial in nature and must not mislead the consumer. I met with Grainne Griffin from the CCPC this afternoon to find out how much of an impact influencers can have on consumer behaviour. Grainne says there is a marked increase ahead of shopping events such as Black Friday.
Well, we know that consumers really value it. It's something that they act on. However, I suppose the question is really, are they reliable? And do people always understand that the influencer has potentially a vested interest in recommending the product? And that's where our other research does show that often consumers can either miss the hashtags or maybe not look for them or not realise that somebody is actually getting paid to promote a particular product. They think it's just an objective recommendation, which is not the case.
And on that, how abiding are influencers when it comes to the rules around transparency and the captions they need to include in a post?
So what we've seen in this space is that it can be quite hit and miss. Like, you see some influencers out there and they are excellent. They have ad at the start of everything that is paid or commercial. They have hashtag gifted if, you know, they were gifted something without expectations. But then you do find other influencers that are much more hit and miss. We find the own brand area in particular can be one where maybe an influencer sharing something from a brand they actually have a stake in, you know, may not be something that is tagged appropriately. And that's something that you have to really watch out for. We have had a number of very public enforcement outcomes on this. And I know our enforcement officers have a number of live cases open still where there will be further action taken. So I would say to consumers, if you are taking recommendations from social media, like, just be very alert. Like, one, look for the hashtags. Sometimes they're hidden down at the very bottom of the post. You have to click in, even though you shouldn't have to, but you do. And then also, like, just try and think back, like, does this person have a vested interest in this product? Are they going to make money off me buying this? You know, and is that something that I really want to act on?
They have the little hashtag ad in like font 2 and it's the same colour as the background.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Right, you got to watch out for that one. I've been caught by that recently. That was Grainne Griffin from the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission. But what about those who are, I suppose, working with both the brands and the influencers? Have you spoken to somebody from the PR world?
I have, Ciara. So look, traditionally brands would advertise, and they still do, on platforms such as ourselves, on radio, print, TV, billboards, the back of a bus, wherever. And this is still very much the favourite option for a lot of companies. But there's no denying there have been huge entrepreneurial success stories from brands who've, look, solely used social media to advertise. Sometimes it's been the owners of the companies themselves, but then a lot of the time it'll be someone who already has a large following who'll be paid to do a sponsored post. I met with Fela Makalumra, who is the founder of Splunk PR, to find out how lucrative these deals can be for influencers. Fela started off by telling me how prevalent this type of advertising is now in marketing campaigns.
This really started about 10 years ago and it was greeted with a degree of cynicism by a lot of brands. Now, I don't think any brand sees it as anything other than a key part of the marketing mix. Almost all brands that we'd work with are looking for an influencer strategy as part of their marketing plan.
When you sit down with a client, how much of their budget or how much of their campaign is now being focused on the social media side of the advertising?
It's a key component and one that most brands don't go without anymore. What you have to consider is that a lot of influencers, now they don't have, it's not exactly a Jedi mind trick, but they can certainly influence their followers. They've built a strong relationship. A lot of them engage with them the whole time. So in essence, it's almost like having a friend online. And that's a connection with customers that brands crave. And we have seen in recent years that some brands have been incredibly successful building their company from scratch off an influencer strategy ahead of traditional above-the-line campaigns and PR campaigns. This would be particularly strong in areas like the makeup industry or in the fitness industry. For example, myself, I follow a few fitness influencers. I'm seeing a lot of stuff for Black Friday from them at the minute. And again, I suppose we follow them because they enjoy their content. You trust them. That helps the brand build a connection with their audience.
And are more and more brands solely advertising on social media, doing a social media campaign rather than your traditional platforms?
I think it's certainly here to stay. There are some brands that would favour an influence strategy above a traditional, what we'd like to call in the industry, above the line strategy, which would be more focused, say, on traditional out of home, which would be billboards or radio or print or TV advertising.
How lucrative can some of these ads be to the influencers?
There's a huge difference in scale here. Some influencers would do it as a part-time job. It supplements their income. They might make a few hundred here and there from it. But there are Irish influencers who are making comfortably six figures a year in the space.
Six figures a year. Yikes, that's a lot of money.
You can see where they do it.
Yeah, more fool the buyer being swayed by a person on their TikTok, says one texter. And influencer's job is to influence, sheep's job is to buy, buy and spend, 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 says another texter. It's the way of the world. Did you hear from any business owners and what are their views on using influencers, Josh?
Yeah, well, again, I suppose, Ciara, it goes back to the type of product you're selling. So the likes of makeup, gym gear, tech equipment can all do very well online. Then something else that has its own category altogether now are food reviews. People have made careers from reviewing takeaways and have gone on to open up their own food businesses now. But then there are other establishments that still prefer the reliable word of mouth to get a good name. They might be few and far between nowadays, but they still exist. But aside from the using an influencer, the whole use of social media for a company has become, I suppose, inevitable and vital for some businesses to succeed. I met with Paul McDonald, who owns Pip's Cafe in Crumlin here in Dublin. Paul says influencers regularly ask him if he wants them to do paid promotions, but Paul and his colleagues have managed to create their own social media presence.
So they're always approaching me and that, so I know quite well that a lot of what they put up is fake and that. So I think people are going off influencers now, especially in the food industry. I know you're talking about the Black Friday and that, but I don't think people have as much faith in them anymore as they used to. They're just ads for sale, really. And even anyone who's gone over like 10,000 now on TikTok, I can't think of your woman's actually, I can, but I won't say it. But she stopped what she was doing, what she became famous for on Facebook or on TikTok. Now she's just advertising, and the same as a girl who was famous on OnlyFans. She's just all about marketing now. Hoovers and what have you. I wouldn't say she ever used a Hoover in her life.
So you're in the hospitality?
I'm in hospitality. Yeah. I have a cafe.
And so people have approached you and said, look, can we get a freebie and we'll do a post for you?
No. Will you give us from 400 to 1,000 euros and we'll do a post for you?
And did you use them at the start when
we never did. And then because we had a bit of a social media following ourselves, like we'd have, say, 26,000 on Facebook, and then we'd probably have 10,000 between TikTok and Instagram. They kind of used those as a platform as well. If you got to a level where you've enough social media yourself, the influencers will kind of piggyback you free of charge.
And have you found that social media has been a help for you, has it boosted your business?
It's everything. Social media is everything. Like we'd be fairly active on social media. Like even just down to yesterday, we did a post about Troy Parra. We were giving out free rolls for everyone called Troy who came in. We probably only had about 8-10 people in today availing of the free rolls, but we got over 1,000 likes, 100,000 interactions, things like that.
More people know the brand name now.
Yeah, like social media is everything. You can't survive without social media.
But do it yourself rather than an influencer.
Do it yourself. Yeah, you don't need them. Stick with, like, we're in a local community up there in Crumlin. We have Pip's Cafe up there, and everything that we do is aimed towards the local community or the businesses within the area. So just get to know your market.
8 to 10 Troys in the area. I'm a bit sceptical about that. Paul, I hope you asked to see their passport. I only use influencers for their discounts and I'd only buy from companies I've actually bought from before. So it's a win-win as far as I'm concerned. So says Kay.
The Hard Shoulder with the all-new MG HS plug-in hybrid. Petrol freedom plus up to 120 kilometres electric range. MG. Recharge your soul.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.